the thing is going to happen eventually.
And the thing is happening now here on Thunderdome Metal Reviews, where, hey, it's all four of us, and we're all four here. I'm Ben. With me are David, Tracy, and Gabe, and we talk about metal music. How's everyone doing tonight?
Metally.
I'm doing pretty good.
Living in a drowned world.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Tonight, we're going to talk about my pick for an album that was released in November. The cheery, uplifting, you know, album Rest in Pain by Daniel Harms.
Whose album cover tells you a lot already.
This album should have been renamed Pain in Three Chords.
I think that was taken. That's why it wasn't named that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has another album called that, Tracy.
Probably. Makes sense.
This is Ya Berlin.
So this is Daniel's, I believe, fourth studio album.
Sure.
It was released on November 2nd, 2023 on Bandcamp. Has a runtime of, I had to do the math, so bear with me, 48 minutes and 45 seconds. And as far as I can tell, music was written and recorded by Daniel Harms, except for some additional vocals provided by Yelling and a ski mask. So, yeah.
Fitting.
There's so much happening there. Yes. Why did you do this, Ben? Why?
Because the album that I had picked out for November, the latest by Static X, got delayed. So Gabe helpfully sent me a message like, hey, man, the album you had picked out has been delayed. You might want to pick something else. So, you know, not to ruin it, I went and picked out another album and put it on the list and saw that was the album Gabe had picked out, which we'll be talking about in a couple of episodes. And I was like, shit. And I was like, well, nothing else looks worth a damn. So let me just go to Bandcamp and find stuff that was released this month. And I saw this album cover and I was like, nah, that'll do. And so here we are.
I assume.
What I want to know is how you landed on this album, because, like, I just look at this album cover. It was like, out of all the things that you could have picked, you're just like, this is the one.
This is the one.
Yeah, that resonates with who I am as a person, Gabe. I don't know.
Spoke to you. Okay.
Yeah.
What he's not telling you is he has an Al Gore rhythm that, like, what will hurt Tracy and David the most, right? Like, what will take them into the basement and beat the living shit out of them? This album. And so, bam, the Al Gore rhythm is never wrong. This album beat the shit out of me in an I love God. What did I call him? I heart God. Yes, felt like I heart God, but he cared even less about me. It was really not good. And I listened to it a bunch of times right in a row, and it made me sad. I see you're making the same face I am. Like,
I heard this the first time. I was like, okay, that's a very bad album. And my preparing to listen to it further, every time it came up, it was like, here we go. It's like the beatings will continue until morale improves.
It did not improve. I'm not saying it's bad. I want to say it for the record. I think it's pretty good. Like, it sounds good, and I don't mind the three chords that he's playing, but it also made me want to die. In terms of its tempo, I wish it were a little faster, everyone.
Sure, yeah. I knew you were as soon as I started listening to it.
What if it were faster? Like, just a bit. And occasionally it is, like Diffuser, not to get into tracks, but I'm like, okay! And then it goes right back to just beating me slowly. I'm like, damn it, Daniel.
You know, and I had no idea what this was going to sound like at all when I selected it. So I guess I got actually pick something I kind of like, but this was so if I were going to describe it, I guess I would describe it as industrial sludge.
It's almost industrial, like it hit a lot of points of like sono level, we're gonna hit this chord and let it just sit for like 5 to 10 seconds and we're gonna do it again and then we're gonna do it again. Like it's like industrial, it's like industrial sono. Like that's the best way I would describe it.
Also very light on any lyrics.
Really, there was some singing on it, but I couldn't tell what the heck they were going on about. And honestly, like, you could just maybe guess. You don't really need to.
Yeah. Maybe death and ashes, drowned world, something bad.
I think the first thing that occurred to me when I was listening to this, and also I just, you know, scooted over to the Bandcamp page and I looked at the tags on the bottom and it said dark ambient, and I was like, okay, this is dark ambient. It's not, I don't even know if I would call it sludge or industrial, or like, I couldn't even really put it into a genre like that, because there wasn't enough like composition to it for me to like get there. Like, it was just maybe just the three chords, and also just like keeping it relatively around the same tempo, not a lot of tempo changes. And the other thing that I noticed was, you know, when we were first starting to talk about it, we all were joking about the cover. If you look at the record covers for this guy, you can clearly see that his primary occupation is artist. He is a photographer. Yeah, sure. So I think that this is a side, you know, kind of a side piece to his like sort of primary artistic outlet. And I think that if he spent more time with this than he did the painting, I think the music would be a lot better. Like, I just don't think, like, I give the guy props for doing it, but I think that with a little bit more effort, he could get more out of it, especially because of, you know, I see, you know, from the album covers, they're kind of brutal, violent, but also very intriguing and kind of mysterious. And put some of that into the music, and you've got my attention like 100% more than this album did.
To me, this sounded like what I imagine when I see the released album art for Far Beyond Driven, where it's this, the drill piercing the skull. For those of you who haven't seen that, this was very monotonous, not in a bad way. As everybody, three chords, but just very like, I don't know. I guess I'm going to go back to monotony, because it just felt very workmanlike in that aspect.
It's one note. It's the one note. If you don't, if you like that one note, that's great. Uh-huh. There's not a lot happening, but that said, like, I think where I kept coming back to is like, this guy is an artist. This is going to be playing at like an installation of this, this guy. It's it's not going to necessarily be a concert where people are really just like, I don't know, maybe if it's really sort of the effect of like Sono, you have people, you know, banging their heads along with, I don't see it. I honestly don't. It's such a downer.
I've been to the installation where this was playing.
I'm sure you've been to more than one.
Yeah. Ich will auf dich scheißen. I mean, you know, you'd tell me if Daniel Harms was in a German Scheiße film, right, Ben?
I would, David. Yes.
Okay. Good night, dear. Yeah. It's...
I do agree with that, Gabe, because this at times felt very soundtracky to me, and I often give Tracy picks shit for that. I like this more than I like most of Tracy soundtracky shit, but like,
yeah, because people are getting murdered.
Yeah, it's like a murder soundtrack.
Yeah.
Soundtrack. That's what this is. So if you are Dextering and have your tarps ready to go, this would not be a bad choice, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
In terms of setting the mood. And I agree, he's primarily a photographer, so this is sort of a side thing. But, you know, I'm going to judge it on its own merits. Here it is. He wanted us to have this, Gabe.
Yeah.
He wanted you to have it.
He did.
He told me.
Sent off the psychic wave so that I would pick this, to much to the chagrin of David and Tracy.
That's what it is. Droney. That's where this one is for me.
Droney.
Yeah. Drone. I'm like, that's a genre within metal, drone. And that's
metal, Tracy.
Definitely checks the box for that, where it just takes that little bit of sludginess touch to it, some industrial, and it just, it takes its time getting to where it's going.
It's not in a hurry to get anywhere, he said. But I was, sorry, I interrupted. I was just thinking, like, it's not that they're all long and kind of droney. Some of those short tracks, I mean, I think that the main problem is still that the composition just like doesn't take you anywhere necessarily, even if it's like, I don't know, a number of minutes long.
I agree with that. There's very little happening here. In terms of, ooh, this song's gonna resolve or turn, or nope. You're staring at a picture and
But if it's going to be like that, I mean, I think I would gravitate toward like Sun-O, or I would gravitate towards something like more explicitly stonery, because that's going to, you know, at least it's sort of hypnotic, right?
This was, no, I felt beaten to death, not stoned, listening to this. It's what Daniel wanted. Kill confirmed.
Right on. So shall we talk about tracks?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Ben, what do you got for us?
Well, because of what this is, I would probably just say Take the Ride. However, I do want to say that Death and Ashes is one of the best songs that I've listened to this year. So,
It would be, wouldn't it? Ben, who hurt you? I sort of know the answer to that. But yes, I'm alive. Sad face. So all of them. Okay. But you think Death and Ashes is baller?
Yeah.
I agree that you're either going to like this. If you like this register, this album is for you. If you don't, I don't know, Diffuser, I was like, okay, tempo, and then it went away. I was like, damn it, Daniel. But, and you know, but if you want the soundscape that it creates, if you're into this, you'll be into this. It's 48 minutes. It's a consistent product. I can see why Ben likes it. I assume Ben did this to hurt me and Tracy, but we have that coming. Given soil work 20 times. I mean, the wrong soil work, like crimes committed, so...
Mistakes were made.
Mistakes. It was a Gmok board, and I concur with that. Whoops. Anyway, so yeah, if you like this ride, you're going to like this ride. That is my really intelligent comment on this album.
I'm right there with Ben and David. You like one track, you like them all. If you don't like one, you're in for a rough time. I will say the atmospherics of Drowned World, kind of like the little acoustic, little touch guitar tone that it takes with it, is actually kind of cool. But other than that, the rest of this album kind of, I felt like I was just going the Far Beyond Driven out album cover.
Mission accomplished.
Amazing. No, he's got an Al Gore rhythm, Tracy. He didn't even need to hear this. He's like, this is going to fuck them up.
So I guess if I was going to pull off like a track or two on this, I would say I like Yelling in a Ski Mask, so I would pick off those two tracks. Unconditional and Mistress. But honestly, like, not really. Yeah, party. I've been to that party once and left very quickly.
Oh, hell yeah. You can't just get into BearCon looking like that. Anyway, yes, that is what
we have to be yelling in a ski mask to get into BearCon.
Got to be.
All right, well, I guess now it's all over but the grading. So I am going to come in. I know on the high side of this.
I'm sure.
And I'm going to give it... No, it's not. I mean, I don't think it's that. Because I like Death and Ashes so much, I am going to bump it a little bit, but just to a B+.
I'm going to jump right in and probably come up on the lower end of things. This is a C. It's a couple of standout tracks, but not really anything to write home about.
I'm going to come up a bit and take the coward's way out. It's for hardcore fans only, people. Like C+, that is what the description says, Tracy. And if you like this, you're going to like this. If you don't get on this ride. There are things about it I actually like, but yeah, C+ is where I'm going to put it. As I said, like the coward I am. I didn't make the rating scale, Tracy. I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
I know. So.
Your face, so pained. I'll just describe.
Well, I don't want to just. I'm not going to drag out in the street and shoot it. It's not an F. Like, it's not just bad, in my opinion. Like, it doesn't... If approach is unlistenable for me. Like, it's just something that's never going to be listened to again by me, ever. If I had any choice in the matter. I'm going to get in the car with Ben and Ben's just going to repeat for 10 hours the entire time.
This whole catalog, but, I have it.
But again, for me, there's nothing offered to, like... What he seeks to do, he does well. So I'm going to give this a D. Just a straight D. Gets what he does, what he wants to do. And it's not like it's played horribly and just mismanaged. Like, I think everything's done with a purpose. I am not that purpose.
Not that purpose. D's get degrees, Tracy, whether you're the purpose or not.
It's a pass.
it's passing. It's
not, does not have to grade it next year. So.
Nope. Uh-huh. What's its average, Tracy?
77.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I'm sure I'm the only one who would buy it, so I think we can probably move on.
I think you are. I wouldn't. I'd buy it for your birthday or Christmas.
I mean, it's cheap.
We all do, and so he gets three copies, and he's bought himself one, so he's got four copies of Time Cop for $19.99.
And it's all digital copies of that.
Indeed.
Cassette.
Get sometimes you some posters of those album covers.
Sometimes you need that much pain in your life, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's not the vampire spaghetti western that Glenn Danzig has written, directed, and released. Oh, it is something.
Jesus. Damn it.
I'd want to watch that, though.
Glenn Barnes, what were you thinking?
All right, Tracy, what are we doing next?
Next, we are doing David's pick and Helmets Left.
You're damn right we are.
Short and sweet and to the point.
Indeed. Join us next time on Thunderdome Metal Reviews.